This is a message from the net. Assalamu alaikum. I live in the West. What should we say if Christian neighbors wish us for Christmas and invite us for dinner at their home? How do we respond when they wish us for our meeting?
This is a good question, as the Christmas is coming soon, and many Muslims who live amongst the non-Muslims or in the neighborhood of non-Muslims, what the non-Muslims to celebrate with them the Christmas? We say that this is something from the religion, and attending and witnessing it means that you are proving it. While it is not, when I say from the part of the religion that they use, but it is not the religion that the Prophet was sent with. So the right position for the Muslim is to, in a nice way, make them to understand that we Muslims cannot join because it's a celebration on a religious service, which is not permissible in our religion. But any other occasions, like if they have a wedding night, which is, again, free of violations. And even if they invite you for a wedding night or a wedding party, sorry, or any other party which are permissible in Islam, still, if it has violations, you are not allowed to go. Not if non-Muslims invite you, even if your own Muslim brother invites you, and you know that there are going to be violations in this party, or even you come to know when you are there, you are not allowed to continue staying there. You are not allowed to attend. Now, and it does not mean that you set up an enmity and fight and or aggression. No, but you be gentle and nice and say, sorry, thank you for inviting me, but I cannot attend for this reason. If you think that when you say that this is the reason, then a big problem going to happen to you, then you use any other reason, no problem. But be honest. You say, I'm going to visit someone who's sick, or I have a commitment, or something like that, and you avoid attending and witnessing such kind of religious occasion. But if it is, or even a non-religious occasion, which, as you said, a celebration of marriage, wedding, or a party for graduation or whatsoever, which is not no problem in it. But if it has violations, like remixing of music or hammer, then you are not allowed to assist. Such type of thing. All the people that they have your dad, they are going to be annoyed. Up to them. Up to them. You did not do anything wrong to them. You only said that, I'm sorry, I cannot attend this. Now, Allah Allah.
Second part of the question, how do we respond when somebody, a non-Muslim, wish us or congratulate us for it?
All right. If they congratulate you for your Eid, you respond. You respond to them. إِذَا حَيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةَ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا وَرُدُّوهَا. No problem. Now, if they say... They will never say that. تَقَبَّلَ مِنَّا مِنَّا. They say Eid Mubarak, you say it. Or Happy Eid, you say Happy Eid. Oh, thanks. لا الله تعالى says إذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها وردوها. If you are greeted with a statement of greeting, then you respond with a better greeting, or at least you similar one to. نعم الله
أعلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. If a man of the Salafi allowed to marry the woman from Ahlul Bidah, I apologize for asking a question off topic. Forgive me, inshallah.
No problem. We are not only taking from topic, but this question is very sensitive. When you say a woman of Ahlul Bidah, what do you mean by that? If it is a woman who is a scholar of Bidah, they know the Bidah and they call to it, what do you need to marry this woman? What do you need to marry her for? She's going to have you involved in many other things that you are not free even to. Because these people wasting their times. They go to the graves and celebrate and waste their time and their money. But if she's because she's from India, and in India the bid'ah is very common. This is a simple woman. Maybe if you marry her, you bring her out of all that. The saying that you as a Salafi only marry a Salafi, this is not any proper opinion. Otherwise, no one would be, very little men will marry. Very little men will marry. Where is the Salafi woman today, Akhi? Where is it? When you say Salafi, what is the meaning of Salafi? But if she is okay in her aqidah, and you find that she inshallah can sit from you to call her, then no. If Allah Ta'ala permitted us to marry a wooden or Christian, subhanAllah, you are allowed to marry a wooden Christian. Of course, if she is someone who's calling, as I say, then don't marry her. If this person is a priest, then don't marry her. She's going to log into her violations and bid'ah and abuses and whatsoever. But if she's a common woman, but because her father attends the Maulid al-Nabawi, or he's in the Deobandi there. So many sisters are from houses which are known by bid'ah. They don't practice those bid'ah, and they don't like them. They might not be Islam, and they might not know very well what is the sunnah, but they feel that this is not correct. So like this woman, you marry, and you, inshallah, gradually call her, not from the first time, you bring the book of Barbara and say, sit down, yalla, we study now. Then gradually. gradually, listen, speaks here about Yani Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and who is our Rabb, who can give this, who can give that, until she is fully aware of what is the meaning of Rabb, what is the meaning of Rabb, and who can give us, and who can prevent us, who can punish us, who can bless us. If she knows that very well, then you say to her, you then teach her the Hijr al-Uluhiyyah. What should she do in regard to her art? Who to she should direct her face? And like that. And then you teach her the Hijr al-Asma al-Sifat. And gradually, then in a minute, you show her how she can be a real follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no one would hate to be a real follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one, believe me, no one, all the Muslims. If they are real Muslims, even if they are Abu Nanibasis, they still claim to be Abu the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it's only how to bring them, how to guide them. In a nice way, so that they accept and come, or in a harsh way, so they don't accept and go. And I give one example. One day here in Gita, one of the Salafi brothers, he's Talib al-Ilm, but Subhanallah is harsh. He's harsh. And he insisted to bring the Sunnah to the people by the stick. You have to take it, or you're going to be harsh. You have to take it means you have to take it. Subhanallah. We were advising Yaqi, go slowly, gradually, little, people can cannot accept like that. Especially when these sunnahs are too new for them, and they don't see the ulama doing them. And it is different opinion between the ulama. And the life of always speaking to them about fast and Saturdays. This is not allowed, even if it is Ashura, if it is this. Yaqi, they hear from their ulama that it is permissible and it is an issue that the ulama from the past, the foot on. So how come you want them to accept your sayings? And you come very harshly and you start screaming to them and... One day, he did not listen to what we said to him, but he continued, and one day he was with him by the gate, when a common man, normal man, very simple man, who always in the masjid, always, yani never missing in the masjid, unless he is sick or troubling. He does not wear a beard, he has a small on the chin. He came to him and he said, "Ya Sheikh, can you assist to say this and do this, and you don't can you consider us nothing? And why? We all are your jama'ah, we have to discuss it." Immediately, this brother looked to his throne and he said, "Look, your throne is below you and the verse." I said to him, this is what he said. He said a statement of Yani Kufra Ayyad Abdullah. But he did not mean it for sure. He said to him, "Look, if the Jannah is through you and Bukhari, we don't want it." Why? Because this brother was harsh. He had the haq, but he Yani brought the haq harsh. Now we have to be Yani gentle. Allahu Akbar. The other question, because later we're going to go through the verse, inshallah, we'll take it after, inshallah.
Salaam ala Rasulullah, amma ba'd. Kitab al-Usul al-Iman fi dawr al-Kitab al-Sunnah. Al-Matlab al-Thalith al-Tawassul. صفحة 47 47 جيم أقسام التوسل. ينقسم التوسل إلى قسمين: توسل مشروع وتوسل ممنوع. الصحيحة المشروعة، والطريق الصحيح لمعرفة ذلك هو الرجوع إلى الكتاب والسنة ومعرفة ما ورد فيهما عنها. فما دل الكتاب والسنة على أنه وسيلة مشروعة فهو من التوسل المشروع، وما سوى ذلك فإنه توسل ممنوع. والتوسل المشروع يندرج تحته ثلاثة أنواع. النوع الأول التوسل إلى الله تعالى باسم من أسمائه الحسنى أو صفة من صفاته العظيمة، كأن إني أسألك بأنك الرحمن الرحيم أن تعافيني، أو يقول أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لي وترحمني ونحو ذلك. ودليل مشروعية هذا التوسل قوله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها سورة الأعراف آية 180.
أنا شرع ببيان أقسام التوسل، وقال بأن التوسل نوع مشروع لأوتوس Alfredo now explained the meaning of Tawassul already, and now they are telling us the visions of Tawassul, the visions or types of Tawassul. There are two, one Mashru' Lawful and one Mamnu' or Lawful. لماذا ليس المشروع؟ ليس المشروع لأنه لم يرد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولم يأتي بكتاب الله عز وجل، ولا فعله الخلفاء الأربعة الراشدون، فعندئذ لا يكون مشروع. صار لوفل because it is not in the book of Allah, it is not from the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. نصي ولنقول as well as this type of tawassul did not come from any of the companions or especially the Khulafa Rashidin Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, whom we are told to follow their sunnah. So when it did not come from any one of them, it is definitely they know the bid'ah. What do you need to learn for? She is going to have you involved in many other things that you are not free even to. Because these people wasting their times. They go to the graves and celebrate and waste their times and their money. But if she's because she's from India, and in India the bid'ah is very common. This is a simple woman. Maybe if you marry her, you bring her out of all that. The saying that you as a Salafi only marry a Salafi, this is not proper opinion. Otherwise no one would be, very little men will marry. Where is the Salafi woman today, akhi? What is it? When you say Salafi, by the meaning of Salafi. But if she is okay in her aqeedah, and you find that she inshallah can accept from you to call her, then marry. Akhi, if Allah Ta'ala permitted us to marry a Yahud and a Christian, subhanAllah. You are allowed to marry a Yahud and Christian. Of course, if she is someone who's calling, as they say, then don't marry her. If this person is a priest, then don't marry her. She's going to drag you into her violations and bid'ah and innovations and whatsoever. But if she's a common woman, but because her father attends the
Maulid al-Nabawi, or he's with the Diobandis, or so many sisters who are from houses which are known by yani bid'ah, they don't practice those bid'ah and they don't like them. They might not be talab and they might not know very well what is the sunnah, but they feel that this is not correct. So like this woman, you marry and you inshallah gradually call her, not from the first time you bring the book of Barbara and say, sit down, yalla, we study now. Go gradually. Go gradually, little. Speak to her about yani Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and who is our Rabb, who can give this, who can give that, until she is fully aware of who is the real Rabb, what is the meaning of Rabb, and who can give us, and who can prevent us, who can punish us, who can bless us. If she knows that very well, then you say to her, you then and teach her Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. What should she do in regard to her art? Who to she should direct her face, and like that. And then you teach her Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. And gradually, everybody, you show her how she can be a real follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no one would hate to be any follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one, believe me, no one. All the Muslims, if they are real Muslims, even if they are upon innovations, they still claim to be upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is only how to bring them, how to guide them in a nice way, so that they sit and come, or in a harsh way, so they don't accept and go. And I give you one example. One day here in Jeddah, one of the Salafi brothers, he's Talib al-Ilm, but subhanAllah, he's harsh. And he insisted to bring the Sunnah to the people by the stick. You have to take it, or you better be harsh. You have to take it means you have to take it. SubhanAllah. We were advising, Ya Akhi, go slowly, gradually, little. People can cannot accept like that. Especially when these sunnahs are too new for them and they don't see the ulama doing them. And it is different opinion between the ulama. And the like of always speaking to them about fasting Saturdays, this is not allowed, even if it is Ashura, if it is this. They hear from their ulama that it is permissible and it is an issue that the ulama from the past differed on it. So how come you want them to accept your saying? And you come very harshly and you start screaming to them. And one day, he did not listen to what we say to him, but he continued. And one day was with him by the gate, when a common man, normal man, very simple man, who always in the masjid, always, yani you never miss him from the masjid, unless if he's sick or traveling. He does not wear beard, he has a small on the chin. He came to him and he said, Ya Sheikh, yani you insist to say this and do this and you don't yani consider us nothing, and yani why? We all your jama'ah, we have to discuss things. Immediately this brother looked to his thobe and he said, look, your thobe is below your knee, and the Prophet and Bukhari have reported in his book on the 30th of so and so the hadith. He said to him, guess what he said? He said a statement of yani kufr ayyadu billah. But he did not mean it for sure. He said to him, look, if the Jannah is through you and Bukhari, we don't want it. Why? Because this brother was harsh. He had the haq, but he yani brought the haq harsh and wrongly. Now we have to be yani gentle. Allahu a'lam.
So we'll leave this question later, or
is it related?
It's not related. When we say we can answer it at the end.
Right. The other question, because it's not related, we're going to go through the dars, inshallah, we'll take it after, inshallah.